Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:04. We have our guests Draven Golding and Robbie Marshall in the studio today. They are two of Wrangell's 4th of July royalty candidates. Call in any time during this program to ask them a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So thank you for coming into the studio today, guys.
You're welcome.
First off, I want to let everybody know that's listening that we have one person that is missing, and that is McKinley. Is that her name?
Yep.
Okay.
McKinley Bosdale.
Yeah. So McKinley Bosdale is not here today with us, but we do have Draven and Robbie today. So we're going to talk to you all about everything that you're doing. So, go ahead and just, you know, introduce yourself and give me a sense of, you know, are you from Wrangell? What's your job in town? How do people possibly know you already?
All right, well, I'll go first. originally, I'm from the state of Georgia. My mom found her biological mother, so we drove up to Southeast Alaska, and we've been here ever since. I started preschool in Wrangell and graduated last year, so you might know me from there. I've also worked at City Market, and I've been working at the Stikine for 3 years.
Okay, that's cool. That's a wild way that you got to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Do you have brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers.
You do?
One's 25 and one's 29.
Okay, and then how old are you?
I think. I'm 18. I turned 19 May 30th.
Okay. Okay, May 30th. So that's a big day for you.
A little bit.
Yeah. Robbie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm 21 years old. I was born in Northern California and then kind of made my way up here my fourth grade year. And I've been here ever since. Work-wise, for the past 4 years, I worked for Breakaway Adventures, and right now, currently, I'm actually working at a coffee shop called the Cabin Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and yeah.
Okay, yeah, what brought your family up here?
Oh, so my aunt actually married my uncle and up here. And then my grandma and my other uncle and aunt followed suit, and then we kind of just followed them. And so it was just like one group after another kind of heading their way up here. My dad, actually, when he was little, they kind of moved from place to place, so he wanted some place to settle down to raise me and my brother. Yeah. And so, yeah.
Yeah. And, who are your parents, or who else in your family do people probably know?
Well, my parents are Ron and Connie Marshall. My dad kind of does handyman work for people around here. It's kind of like a carpenter. My aunt and uncle, Bruce and Carla Smith, and then Steve and Karen Marshall. Bruce and Carla Smith, Bruce, he was an electrical worker. He was an electrician here, or a lineman. And then he actually also does lineman work up in Nome.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, and... I guess I can go farther down the tree, but...
Okay. And, yeah, do you have brothers? Who are your brothers and sisters? How many of them?
So, I actually have 4 brothers and 2 sisters.
Oh, wow.
But only 1 full brother, and that's Jacob Marshall. He lives in town here, okay. And so...
Okay. Cool. Awesome. all right. If you're just now tuning in, this is Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. We have... 2 of our royalty candidates in the studio today. That's Draven and Robbie. We'll go to a short break and then we'll come back. But feel free to call in. You can just say hi or you can ask them a question about anything. So. All right, we are back. Our guests are Draven Golding and Robbie Marshall. They are your 4th of July candidates. And, so just go ahead and tell us why you decided to get into this wild, crazy thing that is 4th of July.
I decided to go into it because my friend Haley Davis convinced me to do it because she ran for Queen last year. Also, I thought it was a good idea because it's a good way to make money. I want to have money for my next adventure, so I'm not stressing about a job right away, right when I move. I also want to have some money for college since I want to get into aviation.
Okay, and then, yeah, tell me, like, what did Haley say to you?
She didn't really say much. She just kept asking me to do it because I kept declining and whatnot. So yeah. She just kept on bugging me about it, basically.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what did she say about her experience that made you think, I could do this?
I don't know. I graduated with her, so I know if she can do it, I can do it. It's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it in the end.
Okay. And then, yeah, you said, for your next adventure, you want to get some cash so that you're not just trying to go from job to job, so you can take a breather mm-hmm. and figure out what it is you want to do next.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you said that one of those things would be getting into aviation.
Yeah. I want to go to a community college since it's kind of on the cheaper side.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do want to get into aviation or working on planes or somewhere around that area.
Yeah.
I just want to be around them.
Would you go to school in Alaska, you think? Or go south?
Maybe not. I feel like I've been in Alaska for too long.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I like exploring and whatnot, so I might go down south.
Yeah. Yeah, you're young. You got a lot of options right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, Robbie, go ahead. Tell me. What made you decide to get into all this?
Well, originally, my girlfriend, Kiara Meisner, she was going to run for 4th July Queen. But after her first speech, she kind of found out that it kind of wasn't her, what she wanted to do. And so she backed out, but she still had her whole team. And so with talking to her and talking to her parents, because her parents are part of her team as well, I was like, well, why don't I run for 4th July King? And it got me really excited because 4th July is my favorite time of the year, every year. I mean, I love being around all the activities, you know. It's just so much going on, and it's just a lot of fun. And it kind of, at first, I only knew that one person was running. I didn't know that, I knew that McKinley was running. I didn't know Draven was running. And so I was like, oh, man. Do they need another person? And so then I finally joined. But right when I joined, I saw that Draven joined. So I was like, okay, well, whatever.
So feeling there.
Yeah. And so with being part of the 4th of July for so many years, it feels good to actually be a part of it and know that next year, all the hard work that we do now is for next year's 4th of July. And it gets me really excited about that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are you looking to do with the money?
So I went to college in Juneau for 2.5 years, and I was going towards a mathematics degree. And I had to unfortunately come back due to lack of funds. And so this will kind of give me the jumpstart that I need to go back into college. My original plan was to get a mathematics degree here and then go down south to either Portland or farther south towards California or Oklahoma mm-hmm. to go into an architecture major because we don't have any architecture here. And so, if I cannot do that, then I was going to go towards an education degree with being a math teacher. So.
Oh, okay. I was like, architecture is very different than education, but I do see, math. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Those are kind of the two areas I feel like I excel in, so kind of want to go forth in that.
Yeah, so you need to, you're looking to finish up your bachelor's and then go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Love it. Okay, well, let's take a short break and we'll be right back. If you want to call in, that number is 874-2345. All right, we are back with Robbie and Draven, and you're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:17. You can call us at 874-2345. So give me a sense of what is in store for you all for the upcoming month. I assume that this thing really kicks off May 30th?
May 31st.
May 31st. Yeah. Okay, tell me, what's going on May 31st?
There's a kickoff event. All I know for sure is that we have a speech and that we're going to talk in front of a bunch of people. And after those speeches, we were able to sell tickets and everything.
Okay. Will you be having food, too?
Yeah, there's going to be appetizers there. Okay. Each candidate's going to bring, like, two appetizers.
Okay.
Or something similar.
Okay. And then when does everything really get kicked off?
Right after that.
Yeah, next day, June 1st.
Or just, like, that night
that
of the
day.
31st.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then give me a sense of, you know, how many days are you going to be working your booth? How many hours are you going to be working your booth?
More than 30 days, that's for sure. Probably around 32, 33 days. And I don't know, we're going to be in there for a bunch of hours. We're probably going to be outside for around 12 hours, maybe even more, depending on how the day goes.
Yeah, 12 hours. Mm-hmm. And, like, just selling food, or you're going to be selling tickets? What else?
A little bit of everything.
Okay.
I mean, after the food booth closes for, like, after the lunch, we're going to go out and sell tickets or whatever the candidate's plan is to do.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, and I know that both of you all work. Are you going to be, you know, you're taking time away from your work while you do this, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and your employers they're cool with that. Yeah. Okay.
For the most part. I mean, at my job, they have to hire a new cook while I'm gone, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a big, it's a big commitment of your time, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Robbie, give me a sense of, what all are you doing right now to prepare for this?
Well, when people say that it's a month-long event, it's kind of an understatement, just because you take another 2 months at least before this just to get everything ready. You're trying to find the best deals for every single thing that you're getting, you know, and you have to get banners for your booth to make it look all pretty, you know, and paint, and you got to find the right day, and it's just a lot of stuff. And so right now, I mean, I'm getting all my posters laminated, getting all my supporters on my booth, all this kind of stuff. It's like a bunch of small things, but all those small things take at least a couple hours to do, you know, and it all stacks up. But right now, we're just going to do some touch-up paint on my booth. And then other than that, we're almost pretty close to being ready for the kickoff. So
okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. And then real quick, just tell me who, either what businesses are supporting you, or who in the community is helping you out with your booth.
Okay. So my sponsors are the Cabin Cafe, which is where I work, the Grand View Bed and Breakfast, Breakaway Adventures, White Enterprises, and the Bay Company. And I mean, the whole community has been helping me, being supporters and just all that kind of stuff. I can't name off every single supporter I have, or we'd be here for a little while. But I mean, yeah. And then people have just been giving me a bunch of tips and a bunch of good advice. And so.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of advice are you getting?
Oh, just about. A lot of people have been telling me to do takeout orders, like
okay.
deliveries. And so that's kind of the biggest tip that I've been given. And then, yeah, and just about what are the most popular days to be open, kind of what should be the most prioritized foods and that kind of stuff. So,
cruise ships.
Yeah, cruise ship days, kind of just planning the right foods for the right days, especially with cruise ships and stuff like that, because they want to see the seafood and the part of it, you know. And
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
cool. Mm-hmm. Draven, who's helping you out with this?
For my booth, Shauna, my food manager, and her husband painted it at first. Mm-hmm. And then Janie did like a cover art for it, and her cousin helped. And then just me, I painted the rest, which it still needs a few coats. But my sponsors are the Stikine, of course, the Mandy J, WB Enterprises, DC Auto, and Bunis Electric.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, do you all have any, like, specialty food items that you're serving up that people might not expect?
I have the stick pokey.
Oh, pokey. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah, what's in your pokey?
There's raw ahi fish, there's edamame beans, there's some shallots, some sesame, and...
Oh, yeah.
Some avocado.
Oh, hell yeah.
Maybe one other thing, but...
Yeah, that sounds great. With some soy sauce. Yeah.
Whatever sauce it is.
Whatever sauce. Okay, no, that sounds great. That sounds awesome. You got any special treat for us?
Yeah, I actually got John Taylor's ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Really popular ribs. I have, I don't know if you know, Michelle Meisner, she or Michelle Thomason. We have her special day of enchiladas. We have Sandy's takeout pizzas that you take and bake.
Nice.
Got some of the Cabin Cafe's specialty wraps. And I believe that I don't know if you know who Ford Curtis is, but he's actually City Market's or Ben Curtis's son.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's a professional chef, so I believe he's actually doing an Asian dinner night for one of my booth days.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
I'm pretty excited about that. And so I'm not exactly what he has in store for that, but we got him, and then Michelle's Taste of Asia, and she's doing a specialty kind of barbecue night too. So
cool. Yeah. Okay, I'm stoked for the Asian. That'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, if you're just now tuning in, the time is 1:24. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, KSTK's local live call-in show. We have Draven Golding and Robbie Marshall in the studio today talking about the 4th of July. We'll be right back. All right, we are back with Draven and Robbie. So real quick, I just wanted to ask you all, you know, I know that you all are working with the chamber, that you all and McKinley are kind of this unit that we're going to see out in Wrangell. But it is a competition. Like, give me a sense of when are you all collaborating, helping out each other? And then when does it get kind of down and dirty? When does the competition really get in full force?
Well, we always help each other out with the meetings. People always have a bunch of questions and whatnot. We also have a group Facebook messenger group chat, and we also use that to communicate if anyone has questions.
Yeah, and then you all, you know, you're giving advice to each other when you can. You're just staying in touch with each other on what you need to be up to date on. Okay.
But, I mean, right, pretty much June 1st, right when it kicks off, I mean, we're all just going to be doing the best we can and kind of just going gung-ho. And whenever that happens, I'm sure that we're going to be looking at each other. It's like, oh, are they getting more people than we are and stuff like that? But I know that I've been talking with that team. I guess the record for the most tickets sold was 2 years ago, and I think they made around 67,000 tickets.
And yeah, my, something like that.
Yeah, and my team, we came up and we wanted, our goal is to hit 80,000 tickets. So
80,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
And
like how much a piece?
Huh? They're at $1 a piece.
Oh, okay. So. Dang. So, all right.
And every $3 you spend on a food item at the booth is one ticket too. So.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I mean, can you all give me a sense of how much money people can potentially make?
More than 10,000.
Yeah.
So, you get 30% of your earnings. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
It all depends on how much you raise, to be honest.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
If you're working hard, there should be no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And while this is a competition, you know, it's not like the first place, like they get all their winnings and everybody else doesn't get any winnings. You know, it really is a competition against yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, just how hard you want to push yourself and everything. But in the end, I mean, everybody's kind of supportive, like really supportive of how hard you're working, because they know that you're not here just to slack off. You know, I mean, we're all in it. Just, I mean, honestly, in the end of it, it's for the better of the community. The community is getting together and it's their money. You know, I mean, they're getting together just for the 4th of July for next year. And so, they're honestly the ones to thank, you know. We're just kind of the faces of it, you know. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, the community really, they appreciate it. And yeah, if you all just want to give a quick shout out to whoever you need to give a shout out to, Robbie, you can go ahead.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you to my girlfriend's parents, Greg and Tammy Meisner. I'm sure if I didn't say thank you on here, then they'd be yelling at me for it, but no, just kidding. They've been helping me out every step. I wouldn't even be a part of this if it wasn't for them and their kind of hard work and to put in every hour compared to mine, if not more. Yeah. I want to say thank you to my girlfriend Kiara. She's been here every step of the way, helped me out. My ticket manager Katrina Audison and my food manager Janelle Stutz. And then a couple more people, Eric and Darian Gerald, sorry. They've been a huge help for me too, so.
Nice, thank you. Draven, is there anything else you would love to say to
people? Yes, I would love to thank my managers, Shauna Bunes and Alicia Mullen. Definitely couldn't do it without them. I would also like to thank my mom, Betsy Golding, because she's helping out with the events and the advertising and whatnot.
Cool.
And of course I'd like to thank my sponsors, because they help get everything rolling. Those five are the Stikine, the Mandy J, Bunes Electric, WB Enterprises, and DC Auto.
Nice. All right. You've been listening to Talk on the Rock. That's KSTK's local live call-in show. Draven, Robbie, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Thank you for having us. Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Tune in next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Peace out.